When your horse returns to Alcamp Riderless.
أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجاي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة
Why did you leave us to fend for ourselves? Hussein, Hussein, the slain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Madarisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of Ziyaratu Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Ziyaratu al-Ashura. So stay with us.
Allahumma ij'alni 'indaka wajihan bil Husayn alayhi salam fi ad-dunya wal akhirah.
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this part of Ziyaratu al-Ashura. Allahumma ij'alni 'indaka wajihan bil Husayn alayhi salam. O Allah, make me from among the distinguished near you through Husayn alayhi salam. Make me distinguished near you through Husayn. After we discussed the different connotations, different meanings, different possible meanings intended by Zair in this part of Ziyara, through the word wajiha, distinguished or accepted, we moved on to say what bil Husayn alayhi salam means. This bil Husayn means we seek to be stationed as one of the distinguished ones close to the Almighty Allah through Husayn. And this bil Husayn means through Husayn's words, through his thoughts, through his deeds, and through his personifications. Now, Allahumma ij'alni 'indaka wajihan. O Allah, make me distinguished near you. Mentioning this phrase, عِندَكَ وَجِيهًا, enables the Zair, actually, to declare that what is important to him is having a status and position near Allah. Once he has realized this, then the Zair would not sacrifice that for any worldly position that people might offer him. اللهم اجعلني عندك وجيها بالحسين. When the Zaire realizes what this distinguished station is, he would not sacrifice it for anything. This preposition ba in this phrase, وجيها بالحسين, is for mediation. And it is actually ba السببية. So one of the variable meanings of this phrase is, O Allah, make me in your proximity distinguished through Hussein, through the power of Hussein. It can also confer the meaning of taking Hussein as one's guardian and master and following whatever he says. And consequently, it would mean, O Allah, make us in your proximity distinguished through obeying Hussein. Terminologically speaking, we can say that ba in bil Hussein either signifies al-wilayatu takwiniyya, this ontological guardianship, or al-wilayatu tashri'iyya, the legal guardianship of Hussein alayhi salam. In other words, both of these kinds of guardianships are intermediaries for acquiring a higher status, a status which is distinguished near the Almighty Allah.
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies. It clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. SubhanAllah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is do not allow tyranny, do not allow evil doing, do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah, he appreciates him, he understands his dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we are talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So the last part of this phrase, اللهم اجعلني عندك وجيها بالحسين في الدنيا والآخرة. O Allah, make me distinguished near you through Hussein, where? In this world and hereafter. في الدنيا والآخرة. The word dunya is the feminine equivalent for the word adna, which we all know, and it signifies the lowest realm of existence, which is this material world we live in. In Bihar al-Anwar, we have a tradition and about which Allama Majlisi narrates. Yazid ibn Salam is reported to have asked the Holy Prophet about why the world was known as Dunya. The Prophet said, it is because the word Dunya is low and was created lower than hereafter. And if it would have been created together with hereafter, its inhabitants would not perish in the same way that the inhabitants of hereafter do not perish. Ibn Salam said, then inform me why the hereafter is known as Akhirah. And Prophet said, this is because it is later, it comes after dunya. Its years cannot be described, nor its days enumerated, nor do its inhabitants die. Dear listeners, in another tradition, a Jew asked Amir al-Mu'mineen the reason why ad-dunya was known as dunya and akhirah was al-akhirah. And Imam alayhi salam is reported to have said, وَإِنَّمَا سُمِّيَتِ الدُّنْيَا دُنْيَا لِأَنَّهَا أَدْنَى مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Imam says, dunya is called dunya because it is lower than literally everything. And akhirah was known as akhirah because therein recompense and reward is necessary. Dear listeners, the last point that we can discuss regarding this phrase is the interrelation between the world and hereafter. It is imperative for us to know this fact that although dunya is separate from akhirah, they are the same reality but of different levels. The hereafter, which includes the intermediate realm of existence and the realm of qiyamah, reflects the higher reality of this world. So, those who feel that it is possible for the one to attain a rank near Allah in the hereafter, although he is deprived of the same in this world, are mistaken. This is because the virtue of hereafter is determined by the virtue of this world. And if one strives to totally submit to Allah's will in this world, he would realize how great he always was near Almighty Allah. في الدنيا والآخرة. اللهم اجعلني عندك وجيها في الدنيا والآخرة. Both in this world and hereafter. So, perhaps the reason why we mention in this world and hereafter is to seek such acceptability that will always remain. And whosoever is وجيه near Allah in this world is also the same in hereafter. Because the hereafter is the actually kernel of this world. And the challenge, however, is to maintain that station near Allah until the person leaves this world. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode. We are done with this phrase of Ziyaratul Ashura. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين